Okay, we're up to Tehillim, Mizmor Tesayin. Just 1 week away from the first day of Pesach, the 8th day of the month of Nisan. The Mizmor says, Mechtam LaDavid Shamreni El Ki Chasis Yivach. So once again, we see the theme of God watching over and God guarding. Amar LaShem Elokim Ata Tovasi Baal Alacha. David HaMelech expresses to God the idea that the Tova, the goodness that God does, is not incumbent upon God to do, but as the Mitzvot David explains, is a manifestation of Hashem's chesed. L'kadoshim asher ba'aretz hema v'adirei kol cheftivam. Hashem says that there are so many kadoshim, so many of the martyrs of Jewish history, of the past, v'adirei, these were great towering figures that God desires. There's a general sense that we have throughout Jewish history of, from the very beginning, of the great ones that came before us. And certainly during this time, one of the themes that we'll certainly have a chance of developing a little bit more in the Shabbos HaGadol Drasha was just how these difficult times, I think, help us appreciate the many challenges of those people who are no longer here, of previous generations, for whom life was so vulnerable, the way that our lives have suddenly become, started to feel. L'kadoshim asher ba'aretz hema ve'adirei kol cheftivam. And then there are other people, yirbu atzvosam acher maharu ba'al sich niskei amidam uval asa shmosam al svasai, people who are involved in idolatry and paganism in the days of David HaMelech, people who are involved in all kinds of, you know, denial of God today. David HaMelech says, I'm not even going to mention, I want no part of them, I won't even mention their names. Rather, God is my portion, God will sustain me. And if Hashem is my portion, then I feel that chavalim usually mean the ropes that demarcate the boundary of a territory, that I've been placed in a good spot. Afna chala shafra alai, my nachla is beautiful to me. Avarechas Hashem asher yatzani, af lelos yisruni chol yosai. I will bless God for the counsel that He gives me, even by night, lying on my bed. I feel like a sense of divine inspiration. David had a certain religious genius to him. He was able to, the next pasuk, which is amongst the most famous in all of Tehillim, is able to have this ever-present sense of God, God's imminence. Shivisi Hashem lenegdi samid, ki mimini balamot. God is at my right, never allowing me to falter, providing a sense of stability. So again, it was only because David was so deeply aware of God's presence 24/7, so that gave him a great sense of stability. Normally we think about a person who's like a religious ecstatic as being profoundly unstable. So this is a little bit different, a lot different, diametrically opposite, that the presence of God can be very stabilizing. Kimi mini balamot lachen samach libi vayagel chvodi af besari yishkon lavetach. Therefore I shall rejoice, and my physical being, af besari yishkon lavetach, I will take security, and will feel a sense of physical security in God's presence. So again, for David, it was not just spiritually that he sensed God's presence, but he felt that it gave him a sense of physical well-being and stability. Kilo sazov nafshi lishol, you will not allow my soul to descend to the depths. Lo siten chasidcha lirosh achas, you will not allow your pious one to go down into the underworld. Todieni orachayim, rather, God will teach me the paths of life. Sova semachos es panecha, so that we will be sated with happiness and joy in God's presence. Ni'imos b'mincha netzach. So again, the mizmor that starts with the idea of shamreini kel, of the need for God's protection, right? So much of that isn't only up to God, but so much of that is up to us insofar as God is there, Karov Hashem l'chol korav l'chol asher yikruv emes, as we'll say later in Tehillim, as is part of what we say three times a day of Tehillah l'David. David's awareness of God's presence was ultimately the way that he could take refuge in God. God is increasingly available as a source of emotional support, but even to the point of giving one peace of mind about one's physical health, which is certainly something we're all concerned about now. So much of that is a product of how God-aware we are. L'chein samach libi v'yagel chvodi, af bisari shkon lavetach, and therefore my very body will have a greater sense of stability, with the confidence that David HaMelech concludes the Mizmor with in this penultimate pasuk, ki lo sazov nafshi lishol, God will not abandon me, lo site nechasid chalero shachat, the one who is Hashem's chasid, the one who is pious, the one who clings to God. So God in return will cling to him. The Ramban, in a celebrated essay in Sefer Bereishis, writes about that in the context of Avram Avinu also, that Hashem gave him what we call hashgacha pratit, individual supervision, because Avram clung so closely to God. And I think that's such an important idea that, contrary to a very often dismissive perspective on religion that is promoted throughout secular media, instead of the religious figure being the one who's unstable, one could be deeply stable, a person who has a true sense of God's awareness and a sense of security in God's presence, whatever will come. Shivisi Hashem l'negdi tamid ki mimini bal emot, and that will prevent me from being knocked off balance, from being knocked off kilter. But God is there stabilizing me. God is there, as we'll say later, as we've been saying every night right after Marv, Hashem tzilchal yadi minecha, that if God is literally a shadow to one, God is there shadowing us. So there is a sense of Hashem shomrecha, that then God is providing us with protection. May we all continue to merit divine protection in these uncertain times. But may we also do what it takes to merit that protection by cleaving to God and by clinging to him in these very trying times.